in a way that he just doesn't get home very often. And anyway, here's that, and then one daughter in Texas and one in San Diego and one in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I reckon that, believe that's all of them. See, there's still 12 of them, Aileen lives here in town, one of the girls. And 12 of them living in 3 dead.
You mentioned a minute ago that you had a corn crib. Was there any other kind of building where you kept grain?
Well, we of course, most of all the barns had a loft and they kept the hay in the loft. You had to have another room for harness and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of time, why they'd have peanuts and peas and something like that in another room.
I was wondering if people had anything they called a granary or silo or something.
Well, now we had a silo. I had a big, nice, good silo, and lightning struck it.
Mm.
Caught fire and burned.
Goodness.
And
what did you keep in it?
Silage. So of course it had this nice concrete foundation, and you see that was up about so high. Of course it was pretty deep, and about that high above the ground, something like that. And all this wall way up high. It was a big, nice silo and a big barn. Had a lot of cattle, and the lightning hit that one afternoon. Mr. Washington was coming from Ethel, horseback, and 3 or 4 miles before he got home, while he saw the smoke, but he didn't think about it being his silo burning up. So then they used the same rods that they had around that and just plain lumber and put another wall up. But of course that one a silo to put silage in then, because the one needed sealing to it. That's the silage you had, that was a different kind. You had to seal that.
Yes, ma'am.
And so anyway, he was doing a lot of sawmilling and had a lot of yokes of oxen, and they take them a long time to feed the oxen. They'd have to go up, and they had a little doors. They'd throw the feed out this door into something, and somebody'd put it in troughs. And you'd have to then cover that back or seal it back or something whenever you'd start taking the feed out.
Mm-hmm. I see. Mm-hmm. What did the farmers do with the hay before they baled it? Did they ever just kind of put it into a great big old...
A lot of them didn't have much. They just filled the hay loft. For one or two milk cows, but when